I couldn't see anything at all because of the after effect of the flash, but I felt my head get restrained, and after that I felt a searing pain throughout my mouth and face. It was all happening very fast. I didn't know what to do. I felt paralysed almost, immobile. I'm pretty sure that I tried to move my arms and legs, and I'm pretty sure they didn't respond to my brain's commands. I don't know for sure if I was in the same spot or not. My eyes hurt a lot and I kept them closed. I think I was crying. After that, I don't remember a thing.
Experiments with us.
Well, it's a load of bollocks, isn't it?
I believe that aliens could exist.
They need to be probed.
Life on other planets that could be more advanced than Earth.
Loads of light shining down.
I believe they're there and they hit the sky.
Mostly that they're going to take over the world.
There was this big sort of flaming light in the sky.
Planet, shattering but, bright again, light. I can't remember what planet it was.
Do aliens exist?
They see me in a big bag and running off with me.
They come down from up above.
That doesn't look right. Because who knows what they want to do to us.
Life out there.
Being in a dark place.
Virgin Mary and Lourdes that cries.
We took a glance back at him.
They probably look more like us.
Not alone, but I do believe there is an afterlife.
Other things in the universe.
Not used to
fire.
Yeah, I think I'm
haven't reached this yet.
The first time I saw it,
there's something out there. It's definitely something.
I'm cutting the apple while I'm still alive.
I think we probably have had contact.
Be dying at the end of it. Wouldn't want to.
These civilizations that have been around. Is there intelligent life that's visited us?
It's night and the stars.
And then it just vanished.
That they ate
us. Which would better encounter than being on your own doorstep?
Plenty.
And take it away. The next thing you know, you'll wake up.
We went into the fog.
There won't be anything because there's no belief.
Not alone, but I do believe there is an afterlife.
I think the universe is so big.
I think they live amongst us.
Stupid to say we were completely alone in the
little creatures. Green
men. And you would have no recollection of anything.
I think we probably have had contact.
I don't believe the aliens at all.
I don't think they've got big heads and black eyes though.
Touch you with long, really gangly hands.
Hang me up.
Asleep. You got woken up by this massive, shattering bright light.
I think there's something out there.
Hovering.
Out there in the fog. In the middle of the forest.
Don't touch me.
My worst. I didn't have any idea where you were or what you were doing there.
Visitors to our planet, so.
Do you believe in
aliens?
Alien
friendly.
Well, it's a load of bollocks, isn't it?
They've been here and they've been here.
Oh, a lot of little.
Aliens do exist.
It wouldn't be a pleasure being abducted by aliens, surely.
I've lived through my life thinking about that every time, thinking, what the hell, you know, what happened, you know, what happened.
Something
there?
Out there, we are here, so they could be there.
I awoke in a different farm, other than the one I had trespassed in. There were corn stalks pushed down that I was lying on, almost like a mini crop circle, but only underneath me, and it wasn't exactly a circle. I looked at my watch and it was broken. If I had to estimate, I'd say it was about 5:30 in the morning. It was noon when I finally arrived home. Somehow my dog was at my doorstep. I examined myself in the mirror, and I had two cut lines on each side of my mouth, about an inch into my face. It didn't hurt for some reason though. Both of my shoulders were red and my ears hurt. I'm not sure what went on that night, but I don't think there's anything wrong with my brain or train of thoughts. I think the alien may only have looked and not messed with my mind. The shoulder and ear pain and redness only proved that my head was restrained. Oh, and this year I needed glasses. I don't know if that is just a coincidence or what, but that night didn't really change my life. I just can't explain it, and neither can my friends or family.